All right.
Hey. You don't like a phone stand or anything?
Nah, man. You know we do this shit.
Got you. Nah, I got one for you. The phone stand and everything.
Easy
got
work.
Yeah. But shoot.
Yo, you know what it is. We're over here, no guidance. We about to fuck some shit up.
Yes, sir.
You know what to do. Y'all get ready for what's coming, because you know you're not ready if you're not on it. Jeremy, let's get it.
Yes, sir. And shoot, if you guys don't know, shit, here with Tim Jackson, one and only. Y'all made, if you guys don't know.
Y'all made. We all y'all made. If you don't know you y'all made, you missing.
Yes, sir.
You hear me? We all God made.
Mm-hmm. And shoot, it's been, I would say,
almost a year.
A year, huh?
Almost a year, bro.
I'm saying. The first time, and it's still crazy to me, the first time I met you at the fucking sneaker event, you're in the front doing the security being, you know, and I was like, shoot, I chopped it up with you, and then shit, now we're here. And
yeah, that's how most things happen, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know, I just met a dude right now at the hospital, you know, and things always happen, not by coincidence, but on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
a... And the dude, he literally runs a man's house to help people get reestablished out of jail.
Gotcha.
So it's just funny how things work.
Mm-hmm.
And he see me walk in and wearing a Holy Hooligans get down. He's like, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, it's my bro get down out here. He was like, oh, it's going to be chopped it up. And I'm like, man, but yeah, bro. It's been about a year.
Uh-huh. I mean, shoot, what happened? I mean, because ever since then, it's been... I mean, what you been on from that year and then to now?
Well, you know me, I don't really like to be a talker.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an executor.
Yeah.
I'm against the amas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people, I'm a this, I'm a that, but I'm a never do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So me, I'm just, truthfully, I'm into right now changing the outlook of fitness.
Gotcha.
I don't even want it being called fitness anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be called physical, like, training.
Because
physical training turns into mental training, which turns into... what you going to do in life, right?
Yeah.
But everybody chases fitness. And right now, how fitness is backwards, in my mind, because everywhere you go, steroids are normal.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I don't know. That whole thing is kind of, like, wild to me, because I feel like, wasn't it, like, back in the day, that was kind of looked down upon?
Steroids was never positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though steroids have always been around,
yeah,
but it was never positive. Now it's just normalized.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I remember when you go to the gym and you weren't allowed to take a tripod to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
They would kick you out for recording yourself.
Damn.
So now every time you go to the gym, you see 5, 6, 7, 8 tripods.
Tripod set up.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So times have changed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just it.
And what would you say, I mean, has been, like, throughout the years of you working out and all that, what have you been seeing within people that, I guess, holds them back when it comes to...
mindset.
Mm-hmm.
People ain't dedicated to themselves.
Gotcha.
People get into it for quick fixes, not long term.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing comes quick.
Yeah.
I mean, think street life. Hand over fist money, fast money. Move fast money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dig it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you dedicate it to the journey, that's why it's all about your journey.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding where you're going in your journey.
Yeah.
So once you get to... into it 100%, that's when people change.
Yeah.
And the, like, even training people, the main thing is me is get people to enjoy training.
Because
if they don't enjoy training, they're not going to come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So make it fun, make them enjoy it, make their mindset get into it.
Because
once they mind click in it and they see that change, then it goes. But what happens is people start training, they lose a little bit of weight, get a few compliments, and they fall off.
Yeah.
Right? And then they go back into that old
back
cycle.
To the old,
and thinking, oh, why didn't I just stick to it? And they... jump back on. So it only takes like 2 or 3 times so somebody get dedicated.
Yeah. And what would you say, like, for someone that, because it goes back to mindset, right? How would you say someone could, you know, make that flip of a switch? Because I know it's not that easy, you know? So what would you say for a person that needs to get their mind right to that point of, hey, I need to work out. Hey, I need to do this.
First, check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stop lying to yourself. Like, really, stop lying to yourself. Stop trying to think of a certain image that's not you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop going in there with a a status that you're looking for, mm-hmm. and just be dedicated to you. Because yeah. end of the day, if you're healthy, you can help anybody else in your family. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a point where you probably be the example for people in your family.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one healthy. Mm-hmm. You dig? Yeah. And especially how time is now, everybody on getting too lit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you pay attention to all the extra drugs out and about mm-hmm. now. So,
no, yeah.
It's just, but that mindset, people just gotta be dedicated, bro.
No, yeah.
I think people are scared to be dedicated. People are also scared of, word it this way, others' opinions. Mm-hmm. Why are you working out? Why do you go to the gym so much? Mm-hmm. Well, the gym is therapy at times.
Mm-hmm. You dig? People don't know that, though.
I mean, the gym is therapy. That's why it's bigger than fitness. You get mm-hmm. YME. It's bigger mm-hmm. than fitness. It's therapy at times. Mm-hmm. There's times you're going through a lot of ish, like when you're in a dark space, mm-hmm. and you get one of them workouts, and it just takes you to that plane. Mm-hmm. So when you look at how you work out, it looks at how you grind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, yeah. I feel like everything, you know, at the end, you got trash here, yeah.
I got you. No, I got it, bro. I still got this in my hand.
Oh, it's around the corner right here.
Easy work.
With the Kobe's today?
Oh, yeah. We in the Kobe's today. Uh-huh. We in the Kobe's today with the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar jersey on. Yeah.
How you feel about the Lakers this year though?
I'm a diehard Laker fan, but mm-hmm. it hurts to watch.
No, it does. Shoot, they just got They just lost to Luka yesterday.
Yeah, double overtime.
Man, that was crucial.
Double overtime. I didn't even watch the game, bro. Yeah. I stopped watching this. But my Niners, uh-huh. we can talk about that.
We can talk about my Niners.
We're about to hurt y'all tomorrow.
I forgot we're playing tomorrow.
I'm going to be Niner down tomorrow. Head to toe, Niner down tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, I can't even believe Seahawks made that game because the Lions had to play and they beat.
It was meant for them to get there, bro.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
It was meant for them to get there. Now, I'm not a hater on 12s. Where I'm from, we don't fuck with 12s.
Nah, hey, all I know is last game, you guys won, huh?
Yeah.
On the 1 yard, line, that shit was crazy.
Our defense killed, bro.
Yeah, Our 49ers defense is crazy.
Number one in the league right now.
Yeah, see, that's why they're just like, you know what I mean? Man, I see them play any team, they're whooping them. It's a good run.
Yeah, nah. You know what I mean?
And plus, you guys got CMC, Christian McCaffrey.
I mean, all the moves they made were great.
Yeah.
It just shows you the dynamics of a team. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say when it comes to, like, you know, sports? Because I remember you talking about you growing up and doing sports and all that. Mm-hmm. What was your outlook then when it came to fitness compared to now?
Ooh. Then it was just fun. Mm-hmm. Now I'm more in tune to it. Mm-hmm. So when I was playing like soccer, basketball, football growing up, it was just natural. I wasn't training for it. Even back then versus the training now, I'll use my daughter as an example. The way she trained versus my training and then versus how I even train people now with like the Vertimax and things like that, training has changed. That's why the athlete's different. Mm-hmm. You know? But it just comes down to dedication to your grind. Mm-hmm. Most people ain't dedicated. They're not on their Kobe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel it, because I remember this quote, they're saying a man with no purpose, it's like, you know, you don't have, at that point, you're doing nothing. You don't have a sense of where you're trying to go in the journey of life, you know, when it comes down to it.
Well, everything is passion and purpose, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't have no passion, if you don't know what your passion is, mm-hmm. you're never going to find it.
Yeah.
And most are still stuck with not knowing themselves.
Yeah.
So how are they going to know their passion?
Mm-hmm. And what... In this day and age, though, with, like, all the social media and stuff, like, how would you say, like, the questions you do need to ask yourself to get to that point of, like...
Remember, social media... All right. Mm-hmm. Social media should be used for business. Mm-hmm. Everybody's their own show.
Mm-hmm. That's facts. I feel like a lot of people would use it differently, though. You know?
I know.
But
if you use it for what it's for, it's beneficial. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are consumed by social media. It makes them want to chase a status. Mm-hmm. But they're not chasing their status. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. chasing what they see everybody else do. Mm-hmm. So when they jump on social media and then look at your feed mm-hmm. and how your feed is, it's probably a bunch of things it's probably you hoping for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But personally, for me, social media is only for business. Mm-hmm. Like, I minimize my time on social media.
Yeah.
And then I literally use social media to post with a direction. Mm-hmm. Now I was just posting the post just to post a post. I'm just wasting time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then think about how much more I can get done. Mm-hmm. And mostly everybody on the iPhone anyways now. Mm-hmm. Android does it too. I think they give you your time, how long you're on your phone each phone, week.
Each week, yeah.
So break down how much time you're using and then switch it to be productive, because mm-hmm. people ain't productive. I don't want to be on my phone scrolling all day.
Yeah.
And if I catch myself scrolling for like 5 minutes, mm-hmm. I put my phone down.
Yeah.
Because I just wasted time.
Yeah.
If I'm not posting to go, and then even now, I set my posts up mm-hmm. so they get posted automatically. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even posting.
That's like, a smart route. Ooh.
Like personally, I'm not even posting right now. If uh-huh. you notice, I just been posting my story. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. But I want to chase traffic, so I'm going to build up what I'm going to do later. So everything mm-hmm. I'm doing, all right. I have my own supplement line coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been quiet on it. My supplement's about to drop. Mm-hmm. So everything I start dropping now will be to push that supplement line. Mm-hmm. Right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So then it's going to be with a direction. Mm-hmm. So if even people go to everything else, there's all those demonstration videos and all that. It's mm-hmm. direction. Because mm-hmm. everybody work out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then when I look at most people, I'm not impressed by what I see on workouts, mm-hmm. right? Because everybody chase a heavy lift. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get strong. Mm-hmm. Depends on how dedicated you are to the grind. Mm-hmm. But direction. If you're using social media with the right direction, the right key, you're going to make money, mm-hmm. right? Even TikTok and the whole get down. Mm-hmm. I'm not posting on my TikTok unless I'm posting revenue, ways I can make bread. Mm-hmm. Real life.
Yeah.
Real life. I'm not chasing all that extra traffic anymore, mm-hmm. right? You saw that post on TikTok. Mm-hmm. They said to make $4, you got to have 7.5 million views.
Damn. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. To make $4.
$4.
To make $4 on TikTok, you got to make, got to have 7.5 million views for $4.
That's crazy.
So think of the time it took you to create the content mm-hmm. to get that many views. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't reuse their content. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you might want to take that old hit and drop it again 3 months later. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just recycle the content because you know who's going to see it.
Yeah.
But drive that traffic to make money. Mm-hmm. So you got a studio. Yeah, you're recording, getting everybody's interview. But come see us over here and record your stuff at No God in the Studio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then
you're
now...
a little scheme right here.
Oh, bro, I'm going to give you the game.
Oh, yeah.
So then from there, now it's able to work. Mm-hmm. So me, like, personally, I'm looking for athletes. Mm-hmm. Dig? Yeah. On some affiliated marketing and get down.
Yeah.
Right, I'm grabbing college athletes. College cats now can make money. Mm-hmm. So why not get them in college? Mm-hmm. A couple of high school kids, right? Mm-hmm. Get them on some protein, things like that. I got CBD, mm-hmm. things like that, where they can actually take and won't come up in the test and won't come up dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, so gotcha. Start utilizing that to streamline everything. Mm-hmm. And then how I'm going to do it, but personally, I'm giving people equity.
So you give them some sort of value.
I'm making them part owner of the company.
Okay.
So any athlete I'm bringing on is going to have a 2% ownership. Mm-hmm. Get their free supplements and they mm-hmm. get quarterly paychecks. Mm-hmm. So every 3 months you get a check mm-hmm. to do what you're already doing. Now you're invested in the business. Mm-hmm. Now that's your business.
Yeah, it's part of it. And the thing is, I feel like some athletes wouldn't even understand that in the beginning because it's just a lack of information because... Shoot, equity and all, when it comes to like that kind of stuff, I feel like when I was 18 or around that age, I didn't know.
Well, you know. Most aren't going to know. Mm-hmm. But now, I'll put it this way, this newer generation is more business in tune. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then if you even look at like, I'll use Mikey Williams.
Yeah.
Everybody know, heard his name. The way his team is moving right now mm-hmm. is the same get down. Anybody can move in that aspect and make money off of them before they get to the pro.
Yeah.
So why not start building your brand, going back to, it's your show, mm-hmm. build your brand, mm-hmm. build your content, be the director, be the producer, now star in your show. Mm-hmm. Now you're getting your bread before you even get anywhere else.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on currently. Mm-hmm. So ever since they even changed it to where the college players can get money, mm-hmm. why not get money?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because not everybody going pro. But yeah. you can eat on your way.
Yeah. That's, and plus, I've been noticing that, too. And I've been telling, like, some of my homies that be, like, hooping or whatever. It's like, you don't gotta just be in the NBA to make money when it comes to basketball or any hooping or any sport, because you got people that are doing, like, you know, easy, like, tutorials. What's a crossword? You know, some simple stuff like this, or dribbling drills, and it's like...
They better, if they really hooping, get on that YouTube span, because the whole YouTube basketball is going different right now. Like, it's going, well, you can make money five-on-fives in YouTube basketball now, if they're paying attention to the curve.
Yeah.
But most ain't even doing that. They're not going to the court and even recording themselves.
Yeah.
Especially if you take a camera everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And we got an iPhone. You know?
I'll keep it solid.
Yeah.
I'll record my games.
Yeah. No, I'll be seeing your highlights. You be posting it. I'll be like, oh, shit.
I record my games. Yeah. Dig it. I take the tripod in there, slap it up, put my phone in the corner. Let's go. Let's run. You know what I mean? And then slap them up and just tell Cash, yeah, I'm 45, killing these 20-year-olds.
Yeah, no, that's still a crazy thing. I remember you saying that you can still dunk right now. I'm like, God dang. No, but when's the last time you hooped?
Last Saturday. Oh, shit. Last Sunday.
You still be going with Mo?
Yeah, bro. We're going to probably hoop later tonight.
Oh, shit. Damn, I'm going to have to hit up Chris City. We're at 24?
Yeah, probably 24. If not, LA Fit. He was saying the court at LA Fit is, I guess, waxed. 24 right here is terrible.
Yeah, no, 24 right here is it's like that gray.
They don't clean it.
Yeah.
And then if you actually, there's holes in the court.
Oh, I haven't been for hella long.
Like, we'll go run some, like, King of the Courts and 21s and 4v4s, but I'm not running full court over there. Not over there. Right. But from what I understand, Fairwood.
Yeah, Fairwood, LA.
Yeah, that's where they be running at right now. And then I'm about to put a team together for the gym.
Oh, shit.
For Puget Sound League.
Y'all made? Yeah, bro. If you ever, what's it called? I'll hit up Chris.
If y'all serious, be about it, man.
No, I'm talking about, we'll pull up to your game and do it. Easy work. Type shit. You know, easy just work. For your jersey and shit, if you ever do something.
No, I'm about to, it's already in the making.
Oh, yeah?
It's already in the making, bro. It's already in the making.
What's the colorway you going for?
Oh, red. You know it's burgundy. Yeah, burgundy and gold.
Yes, sir.
Burgundy and gold.
What just you about to match the shoes with, though?
Oh,
burgundy.
Bro.
I'm trying to think of burgundy, like, shoes.
Burgundy and gold. I'll probably go the Bron 20s.
Is that the new ones?
Yeah, you ain't seen the Bron 20s?
I seen them, but I don't think I seen the burgundy colorway. Was it
the black and red joints with the gold?
Is that the first one I came?
I got them in the car.
I'm going to have to check that out. I'll show you. I already know the Bron 20s look clean as fuck.
They black with the reflector shoelaces.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Them shits is killer.
Yeah,
them shits is killer. And then they support you like a Kobe.
Yeah,
it's really a Kobe and a Fragment mix.
Mm.
That shoe's the Fragment Sakai Fragment and a Kobe mix.
Damn.
That's the exact same shoe. People put it on, don't realize you got a Fragment and a Kobe blend.
They don't even know the hybrid right there.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Even the double swoop is a Fragment.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The double swoosh.
Double swoop on it is a Fragment.
Oh, yeah.
Right, the Sakai Fragment. So when you got that, and then with the Kobe, I'll go grab them. And I'll pull these Kobe's, we can do a side by side.
Oh,
and you'll be like, oh shit.
Yeah, no, I noticed just looking at when the first pictures came out, I was like, you don't look like no LeBrons. Like these are kind of cold. I'm gonna have to.
The first ones were purple. They're Laker colors. I got them too at the house.
Man, you good. Damn, you're the LeBron fan now? Cause
I'm a diehard Kobe fan.
Yeah.
Period.
Uh-huh.
Can't get Kobe's.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm surprised Nike cut the deal with them. Or they didn't even what?
They just messed that up. But we just can't get Kobe's anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So since I can't, that's the closest thing I can get to a Kobe.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I'll give you the $200. I don't feel like spending $815 on a pair.
Yeah. That's the thing with the Kobe's now, though. It's like all the shoes ran up in price.
Because they can't get them no more.
Yeah.
I had somebody try to buy these off my feet.
The Bruce Lee's, huh? No, those ones are tough. That's how I see them.
Like, they tried to cop them off my feet several times.
Yeah.
Even at the shoe again.
Huh? For real?
Yeah, that's my...
What were you rocking then? Were you rocking Kobe's?
No, I wasn't wearing Kobe's at that time. What was I wearing?
I'm trying to think.
What was I wearing? I had something nobody had on.
I know you were wearing your Y'all Made merch, though. I remember
Yeah,
that.
Every I don't go nowhere without some Y'all Made on.
Yeah.
What did I have on?
Some white shoes?
I can't think, bro.
I forgot, too.
Did I have fives on?
Might have been. I know it was some Jordans.
I had the Olympic fives on. No, I didn't.
What?
No. No.
I just remember it might have been a white shoe.
No, I think it was... that's what it was. The Cardinal 3s early.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's why I was like, damn, you got those
early. Yeah, I had the Cardinal 3s early. I had the Cardinal 3s like 3 months early.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because I think you were wearing the...
I had the red wide knee joint on.
Yeah,
with the Cardinal 3s. Uh-huh. The Cardinal 3s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's your... you don't got to expose a shoe plug or anything, but I guess when did you get into, you know, just copying shoes and shit?
I got into copying shoes for marketing.
Oh, yeah?
Don't care about shoes, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That's why I work out in all of them. Everybody get mad, like, why you work out? Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care about shoes. And then from the era I come from,
mm-hmm.
you wear shoes, you buy them, you floss, you put them on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying them to put them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So... I just got into it for marketing.
Yeah.
I'm an Adidas head.
Mm.
Van head.
Van and Adidas?
Yeah. I wear Vans all day. I wear Adidas all day.
That's the Cali in your hood.
Yeah.
The Vans.
Yeah. And then, I just get real shit marketing, bro.
Yeah.
Marketing, bro. And then, keep it solid, the Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Madej used to lace me.
Yeah. Damn. So, is the Mecca still running?
Yeah, the Mecca's still running.
Because I seen on Madej's post, I forgot, he said something about, like, thank you, Mecca. It might have been, like, a one-year anniversary or something. That's what I seen.
Yeah, he's up, bro. I'm proud of Madej.
Yeah, I'm proud of the Mecca, bro.
He laid shit down.
No, yeah, he got...
He laid shit down. Running.
And even, I think there's another sneaker store in The Landing. Did you check it out?
In The Landing?
Yeah, Renton Landing.
They have a new one. Is that the spot? It used to be in...
It's right across
from... It used to be by City Subs.
Where's that?
South Center. I Fly, Bowling Alley, City Supplements.
Is it?
Subway. There used to be a shoe store in the corner. In the corner right there.
Do you remember...
What is it called? I forgot the name. But I know they moved locations.
Oh. Maybe then.
I know they move locations. Then there's the other store inside South Center Mall.
What, West Coast?
Upstairs. Yeah, West Coast. Is it gone? Then you have that, the one in Tacoma, they cool over there, though.
Mm-hmm.
They just open.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't been down there.
In Tacoma. They call it the Drip Factory or something like that. The owner over there real cool.
Shoot. I haven't really checked out any sneaker spots, to be honest, though, too.
The owner over there, real cool. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, the spot in Rent. Renton is called Tribute. Kind of cool.
But yeah, man, shoes is just, you know, fun.
Yeah.
Personally, I think everybody should just have their style, be dressed to how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And just do them, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't gotta have J's on, you can wear whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to make it look good because you got it on.
Yeah.
I think everybody else be chasing them. Like I told the cat the other day.
Mm.
I said, man, me and you could have the same outfit on and be standing next to each other and you won't be there. Get it? Because I'm going to wear it confident. I'm going to wear it the way I wear it. We can have the same exact thing on. But they ain't going to see you. So if you actually wear anything you put on with your confidence, with your style, it's gonna work.
Yeah.
Cats is just scared to be themselves.
Yeah. That's why it's funny because I was talking to my brother because he's trying to figure out like his own name for like what to put for his producer name or whatever, you know? But I was telling him along the lines of it don't really matter what your name is per se, just because that name isn't gonna hold weight. It's you that makes the name hold weight at the end of the day, you know?
I mean, think about it this way.
Hmm.
Does he really need a name?
No, you're right, too. That's what I was telling him. I was like, you could You can choose anything.
Pharrell uses Pharrell.
Yeah. Ye uses Ye. Yeah. Everybody.
Timberland.
Yeah.
His real name is Tim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. Dr. Dre, his real name is Andre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So the RZA, that's the only one that doesn't use his real name.
Yeah. Wu-Tang. You watch the
Saga Continues?
Did it come out?
No, it's a couple weeks.
I was waiting for that. Now I remember watching season one, season two.
Couple weeks. BMF is back out, though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it started back up last week.
Damn, I need to watch that one.
Yeah, tonight's season two. Second episode of season two.
But yeah, shoot. Even on the side of music, though, because you have a background in music.
Yeah.
So how'd you, did you ever perform or anything?
I've done a lot of shows, bro. I ran my own radio show, everything.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You know what I mean? I've done a lot of shows. I've been on stage for KRS-One, beatboxing for KRS-One. I've thrown shows for people.
Mm-hmm.
Before internet radio was big, I was doing internet radio.
Damn.
Like back in 99 to 2005, I had a radio show.
Damn.
So, I mean.
Oh, were you up here by that
time? No, I was in Cali. I was in Hollywood.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Like, music. All right, let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
I started breakdancing.
B-boying or something?
Yeah, I can still B-boy till today. I'll kill you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I'll
kill you. All fades, I take them. All fades, I take them.
Any kind.
All fades, I take them. Right? So it started from B-boying turning to graffiti art.
Mm-hmm. And right? what age was this?
So I started B-boying seven, eight.
Damn. You just
did it like real life. I did my first show at 10. Like, choreographed 50 dancers, Rose Bowl, 4th of July.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, live on TV type, yeah.
Watches.
I was serious like that.
Yeah.
Like, serious like that. Mm-hmm. Then I started making beats at 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
I started making beats. Started writing my own music, everything.
Mm-hmm. On a beat machine?
Oh, with a four-track, turntables, everything. Yeah, I can mix, master the whole nine.
Oh, yeah.
Both my kids know how to mix and master.
Oh, shit.
And they play beats, everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, my daughter plays the piano and the guitar. My son plays percussions and the bass.
Musically talented family right there.
They don't. Huh. They grew up hearing me play the djembe all day.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I would make my beats,
mm-hmm.
right? And then go to the, I had, so my back of my house had a studio.
Uh-huh.
Right? So we go back there every day, we make music, do my thing. Then from that, shoot, but I was 13, had my first like record label deal offer.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't what I was looking into.
Yeah.
It wasn't business oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So then from that, just strayed from it. Mm-hmm. Then I became a knucklehead.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. 15 on my own in the streets. Mm-hmm. So from 15 on, I still did my music. I still breakdance. So breakdance started turning to fighting. We used to go back and around from city to city, mm-hmm. and battle.
Just battle people, huh?
Oh, bro. Mm-hmm. We go city to city. You want to smoke, we come to you.
Dang.
We go city to city every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend, we somewhere battling. Mm-hmm. Every weekend. And then back in the days, they should be in Cali, Unity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is where everybody would come. Everybody. If you was coming out, that's why I seen Wu-Tang first, Boot Camp. I've seen everybody live at Unity. Like, this is when hip-hop was genuine, like, mm-hmm. the truth. And you would come into that club, and as you walk around the club, it's just everybody battling. MCs, it's groups, everybody battling. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the club, it's just B-boys going at it. So depending on what you was on,
mm-hmm.
you can go in there and get your... Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once the artist hit the stage,
mm-hmm.
the whole vibe is different.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a dope little event. They even had
Project
Blow, Freestyle Fellowship. Mm-hmm. They used to have that, right? And now it's be every Thursday night, right? Lemur Park in Cali. And still, I think it still goes on today.
Oh, that's it.
Right? Mm-hmm. And if you know about Freestyle Fellowship,
mm-hmm.
you need to go do your research.
Freestyle Fellowship?
Freestyle Fellowship. Yeah. If y'all know about Freestyle Fellowship, go back and listen to Freestyle Fellowship.
Gotcha. Is that a person or?
No, it's a group.
It's a group?
It's a group.
I'm already down right here.
Freestyle Fellowship. You know about Hobo Junction?
Mm-mm.
All right, I'm gonna give y'all me.
You gotta put me on. Yeah.
So all right, these is West Coast classics.
Yeah.
Right. When I tell you, Freestyle Fellowship gave me so many MCs. Like you heard of Volume 10.
Mm-hmm.
Pistol grip pump on my lap at all times. Pistol grip pump. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all got to catch up. So, Mike, when you go back and listen to AC Alone, Mike and I, and everybody back then, you'll see where most of these cats now got their style from. Mm. Like Del the Funky Homo Sapien and all them, like back in the day, this is, that's real MCing. And nobody back then sounded the same.
Yeah. Got their own style, huh?
And because if you sounded like somebody else, it was a problem.
Yeah.
No, it was a problem. Like, issues.
Damn.
Issues. Like, cats were, you biting?
Damn, it was like that?
Yeah, call you out, you biting? No, meet me over here. We gonna battle for this style, bro. You ain't taking my shit. And they would go neck to neck. And, yeah, you lose. There's times where I had people waiting to battle. I mean, I got bars, I just don't rap. I got bars, I just don't rap. Yeah. That's not me no more. I'm 45 now.
I might have to hit you up for a verse. Hey, Tim, did you go to verse?
I'll hop on a hook. Okay. I'll do a hook.
And what's on your gym playlist when it comes to working out? What you got?
Changes, bro. Changes.
What about as of right now, 2023, January?
It changes, bro. I don't, honestly, can I tell you some real life? I don't even need music on to work out anymore. It's background noise.
Yeah. Now, I remember you telling me that too.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need music on. I know why I'm in the gym. Now, if I go to LA Fit 24, I'll put my headphones on. But that don't mean I'm listening to anything. Yeah. That's just leave me alone.
Yeah, for real. Got the headphones in.
I'll be headphones on, hoodie on. Just leave me alone. I'm going to grind out real quick. But even then, it don't happen.
Yeah.
People want to talk. Next you know, I'm training somebody.
Yeah.
So that's why I'll go up there like maybe once every 2 weeks.
You got to hit the side mission over there.
They got two machines I don't have, so.
Yeah, nah. Which one is it?
The hammer strength shoulder press machine and the hammer strength row. The three grip standing row machine, but I got everything else.
Gotcha.
So I'll go there for those. And they got a sauna.
Yeah, now the sauna, hey, I don't lie, the sauna, I've been, because the LA and Kent have a steam room too.
Yeah, yeah, steam room sauna.
I had both of them. Got me good.
Make sure you go in the steam room first.
Steam room first and then sauna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
I was going the opposite way.
Nah, steam room first, then sauna. Steam room opens the pores. Respiratory things like that. Sauna is gonna pull the water.
Okay, I got you. So it opens the pores and then
don't do it before a workout.
Do it after?
Yeah, dessert to the workout.
Yeah.
People do it before it get hurt. Muscle get relaxed.
Yeah.
Dig it? So now you relax the muscle, then go tear it.
That's what happened.
Then you wanna know why you hurt.
Gotcha. See, I didn't remember that, because sometimes, this has been only a couple of times I hit the sauna before a workout, but usually it's straight to the, what's the, leg extensions? Do that,
4x25?
Yeah.
4x25.
Ever since you told us, I was like, yeah, we got to do that.
4x20, you see the difference, how you got stronger?
Yeah, in the quads, yeah.
Yeah, just
because I remember you saying that's where,
your testosterone. Leg,
yeah, all the engagements.
Yeah.
But yeah. Plus, Chris's shoulder's been messed up, so we haven't been able to bench and all that, but we've just been hitting everything else.
Chris BSing. Chris already came back and seen me then. His shoulder could have been fixed.
Yeah, not something with the shoulder.
Nah, bro, I fix shoulders all the time. I just had somebody come to me that was told they were about to have surgery, right? I put him through a 3-week rehab. No surgery.
Sure. I'm going to have to tell him.
Like real life, though, there's... This shoulder can be fixed so quick, you don't need surgery. These people are not doing things. Tell them to stop benching with his elbows high.
That's probably maybe what it was.
He benching up here, bro.
Up here instead of keeping the elbows in.
I could already know. I might be in the gym with y'all. I already know.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
I already know.
I'm already knowing because you know. You'd be like, yep, your shoulder, yep, this. Tweak, boom, boom.
It's funny when I talk to people on online training and they tell me what's wrong. I'm like, what's wrong with your body? And they tell me this is happening, that's happening. I'm like, oh, you're doing this. Oh, you squat this way. Oh, you deadlift this way. And you're like, how you know? Well, I know what's going to cause the injury.
Yeah.
You know? Because then I rehab too many people.
Gotcha. And what would you say, actually, just for someone that's trying to get into just working out, like, what should be the steps for, like...
Have fun.
Yeah. And how would you do that? For someone that's just like,
have fun.
You walk into the gym, you see all these weights, all these machines.
When you first go in the gym, don't look at the biggest guy in the gym. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Go to have fun.
Yeah.
The first few times you go to the gym, right? If you don't have a routine, go with like a partner that you know. Mm-hmm. Right? But go in there, get your warm up, do your core, mm-hmm. do a little cardio, mm-hmm. and then go through your progression. But have fun. Mm-hmm. Don't go in there trying to beat yourself up thinking I'm supposed to move a certain type of weight mm-hmm. and you're not lifting that weight. Because you're just going to, you know, make yourself not want to go back.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, why am I here? Mm-hmm. But you need to have fun. Anything you do, have fun with it. Mm-hmm. If the gym ain't fun, you ain't going to go back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So for me, when I train people, my main thing is to make sure they have fun. Mm-hmm. I want you to fall in love with working out. If you fall in love with working out, you're going to fall in love with your progression. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to keep going. Even mm-hmm. if you're not training, you're going to keep going.
Yeah.
So a lot of times for me, it's just to get people to keep training. Because 98% of people don't follow a meal plan.
Yeah. Shoot, what would you say to the people that don't know when it comes to dieting? Like, I guess how much of an impact is that compared to just a gym too?
80%.
80%?
Mm-hmm. That is really the whole get down. First thing I would make anybody do is detox.
How'd you do that?
Like, do a 7-day fast? Fast. A detox. Get all the mucus, get all the stuff out your body. Mm-hmm. Right? Get all the extra leads and toxins out your body. Mm-hmm. From most people drinking alcohol, they drinking sodas, they drinking even the pre-workout. Mm-hmm. Detox. Do a 7-day detox. Flush everything out your body. Mm-hmm. Once it's all flushed out, then start moving forward.
Gotcha.
Especially if you're on a weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm. And what does the detox do, I guess, to set up the workout and stuff?
Well, I'm not talking about workout. I'm talking about nutrition-wise. I'm talking healthy reasons. Gotcha. Like, the reason why I want to detox is so a person's healthy in the long term.
Mm. Okay.
Right? We need the kidney, the livers, and all that, the pancreas, the spleen, all that stuff working in order.
Mm.
Right? And if you're not detoxing, the body's just holding all that mucus and all that stuff, you wonder why you're getting sick.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So before you can get healthy, I got to get you, you know, I'm going to detox you. I'm going to pull all them toxins out your body.
Mm.
Once that's out your body, then I'm going to put you on a 14-day no sugars.
Mm. So no carbs or?
Nah, I want no you to have carbs.
Like, no sugar like
do as what in, you can to have no.
Like dessert type of?
Yeah, no sugars. Candy? Like stay away from candy. Stay away from, not even, how can I word it? Stay away from saturated sugars.
Mm.
Dig it? Like stuff that you know shouldn't touch your body. Yeah. Get your sugar from fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Get your hydration from fruit.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And people don't understand that part.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you drink water, your body only retains 4 ounces mm-hmm. every time you drink water. So you drink this 16 ounces of water, mm-hmm. right at that moment, your body took in 4.
Yeah.
It stored the other 12. Yeah. Right? It stores it so then the kidney and the liver can flush the body out.
Mm-hmm.
And people not doing that. So if I detox you, mm-hmm. get you off the sugars, then run this water through your body, then I'll put you on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're on that diet, then the diet, depending on where your body type mm-hmm. is, I'll probably throw you on a carb cycle, mm-hmm. right? To speed your metabolism up.
Yes.
And then from there, once I get the metabolism going, it's easier. Nothing comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And then most people, they're not regular. What I mean by regular, they're not using the restroom enough.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not using the restroom 3 times a day, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You know what I mean? And then you can also tell, side note, if you're drinking a lot, right, and you waking up out of your sleep, dead sleep to go to the restroom, go pee, middle of the night, getting up, go pee, get your kidneys checked.
Mm-hmm.
Like ASAP. You shouldn't be waking up like middle of the night just to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
Your kidneys are telling you something. That means you're not getting enough water in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then also if you pee, right, when you pee and your pee's bubbly, mm-hmm. like you see a bunch of bubbles,
yeah,
that's your kidneys.
Mm.
Get it checked. Yeah. I mean, go do a flush. Go do a kidney liver flush.
Mm-hmm.
I do that even with the CMOS.
Oh yeah, I forgot you had the CMOS.
You know what I mean? So with my CMOS has a, I add herbs to it that will flush your kidney and liver out.
Mm.
So as they like all my clients, they take CMOS twice a day.
Mm. How much is it? Doesn't CMOS isn't it pretty pricey?
I sell them 60 a jar. That'll last 4 weeks. I sold 60 a jar the last 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 tablespoons a day last you 4 weeks. But 7 days in, you're gonna feel your energy. Everything's gonna change.
Right.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You're gonna be waking up earlier.
I'm gonna have to try that.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna be waking up earlier, yeah. And you're gonna. Everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody's scared to change.
Yeah, I think it's just the comfortability factor for a lot of people. You know, they just don't. They don't want to wait.
You like being comfortable?
I mean, I personally don't, but.
You find yourself complacent?
No, because I have that inside voice that be telling me, like, damn, you need to be doing more. That's it.
All right, so when you hear that voice, what do you do?
Shit. I feel like, as of recently, it's been. It's been more just because it's the new year. I'm like, all right. I started doing like a countdown thing where I just, all right, I'm gonna get up 5, 4, 3, and then get up type shit. So, you know, just trying to get my mind straight like that. But.
So you're on the 5 second rule.
Yeah, but like, you know, just the countdown. Because I heard it on. I was watching this podcast. They're talking about, you know, the
5 second rule.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
Just to get yourself like, all right, you can do it. But then if you just tell yourself.
Yeah, 5 second rule. Once you can count to five, it puts you in or out the state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the 5-5-5 anxiety breathing treatment. Mm,
right.
5 deep breaths, 5 short breaths, count backwards from 5. So you have anxiety, have 5 deep breaths, 5 short breaths, count backwards from 5. It'll reset your heart.
Damn.
Or 4-7-8, 4 deep breaths, 7 seconds in, 8 seconds out. Will reset you in any like state of like anxiety so you can control it. And people don't understand how to control their heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that fitness teaches you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why rest periods are important.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if you want to weight loss, know the difference between the time period and the rest period and having the heart beat through your chest versus when you gaining and you don't want that heart pounding through your chest.
Yeah.
But then knowing how to breathe, like even through your exercises,
mm-hmm.
knowing when to inhale, when to exhale,
mm-hmm.
when to actually hold your breath to contract the muscle
mm-hmm.
and keep it tight before you can actually lift some heavy shit.
You got a whole different. I didn't even know it gets that deep though. That's the crazy.
Real life, bro. That's why the way I train is different. I train people in an aspect to teach you everything about yourself and life.
Because
everything you do in the gym turns into your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the way you work out is going to be your life.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't get it. Like, they want to lift heavy weight. They want to do a heavy deadlift.
Mm-hmm.
And they're breathing out. They're exhaling before they pull. The weight's never going to move.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And sum it up. You take a deep breath. Sitting anywhere, you take a deep breath. What happens? Your muscles contract.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it? So if my muscles are contracted, I'm ready to lift.
But they're breathing out.
Breathing out.
Already.
Breathing out is your explosion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes the weight move.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all explosion.
Yeah.
But they so they can knock you out.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't know how to breathe when they're working out and they want to know why I'm not moving this weight.
Yeah.
Dig it.
I didn't even think that the breathing control I really had. I mean, I remember you telling us when a couple times we worked out where you're like, you know, just these little tips like, you know, that or even how to get the shoulders warmed up and everything. But,
yeah. Well, you know, it's crazy because everybody think all I'm about is really just fitness, and that's not my journey, bro. It's part of it, but it's not my journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm good at what I do, but it's not my journey.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But people just neglect the small things. Dig it? Right? Like, do the preventative work before you get injured, not when you're injured.
That is facts. I mean, if you guys ever heard, or if you guys are still listening, don't hit the sauna before the workout.
Yeah, real life.
Tim said it.
Nah, if you do that, something's wrong.
Yeah.
If you're on the sauna before the workout, you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you want to do anything to warm up, do the exercise you're doing to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it? So if you're going to squat, go do some body weight squats. Get the body moving. Loosen the hips up. Get things going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right? Chest, do some push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Back, do some pull-ups.
Yeah.
Like basics, and don't overthink it. Stop overthinking fitness.
Mm-hmm.
dude. Because we overthink it, and it's dumbed down. Mm. Know how the body works and which direction the body works and how the muscle work. Mm. And work in that direction. So then now you're not wasting your time. There's really no reason for you to be in the gym 3 hours, bro. Mm. I mean, if you're going to be in the gym, you should be in and out the gym within a hour and a half with cardio, hour 40, hour and a half with cardio.
Hour 40?
Yeah, cardio. With cardio. Mm-hmm. And that's depending if you're doing pre or post cardio.
What would you say is more beneficial?
If you're on a weight loss journey, you need both.
Mm. And how long, I guess, if it's a 140 workout, how long, I guess...
10 minute warm up.
10 minute workout?
10 minute warm up. Treadmill, incline, no running. Stairmaster if you're doing legs, right? Or elliptical, depending on the person's body, too. Some people got bad knees. Mm. So all that, you know, is a factor. So if you got bad knees, I would say go jump on the bike, get on the elliptical,
yeah.
Right? But go in there, 10-minute warm-up, 30-minute post. It's at the end of the workout, 30-minute cardio.
Gotcha.
Right? Weight loss journey sets... Three to four sets, 10 to 12 reps, right? Unless you're doing drop sets, 30-second rest periods, right? You're gaining minute rest period, minute 15 seconds, right? But if you're on a power lifter, and you're a power lifter, you're going to have probably like a 2-minute rest period.
Yeah.
But you're only lifting 3 reps, mm-hmm. you know, 2 reps, depending on the program you're on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but if you're on a weight loss, 10-minute pre, 30 minutes post, get through your workout. Mm-hmm. And don't overkill your workout. Pay attention to your body.
Gotcha. Dude,
like, really pay attention to your body. If your body tells you it's time to stop, stop.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And shoot, I would say, I do got to wrap up the podcast soon.
Easy work.
But when it comes to 2023, and you did mention the supplement line coming out. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there anything else? And the basketball team? People don't. Is there anything else that, you know, like people should be looking out for when it comes to Xiaomade? And
all right, so get ready for Gym Wars. Get your squad together.
Gym Wars? What's up with this?
Oh, man, let me tell you. Gym Wars. All right, check it out. So it's Co-Ed. We going to work. We battling. We're going to do it every 3 months. First one's going to be the end of March. Mm. Teams of five. It's $500 buy-in. It's a $1,500 payout. Winning team comes back, plus I'm going to sponsor them with supplements. Mm. We're going to do it every 3 months. But it's going to be every compound movement. So you have a person who's going deadlift, a person who's going to squat, a person who's going to bench, a person who's going to shoulder press. Mm. You have a person going to do calisthenics.
So one of each type of thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's going to be teams of five. It got to be co-ed.
Mm.
So you got to pick it, just like think of powerlifting, mm. right? But team-based.
Yeah. Well, that shit better be...
Yeah, ain't nobody doing this, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I don't think I've ever seen
Ain't nobody doing this, bro. It's a 5v5 in the gym.
Uh-huh.
But co-ed.
Yeah.
Right? So then, do it like chess. You know who can deadlift the most? Mm-hmm. Have them deadlift. Mm-hmm. You know who can squat? Mm-hmm. Have them squat. Who can bench? Boom. Mm-hmm. Have them do it. Mm-hmm. And then it's weight categories.
Ooh.
So it's not just you can go grab you a bunch of big ass dudes and come. Yeah. It's, we got a weight threshold.
Mm.
So everybody, the whole team has to fit within this weight threshold.
Oh, shit.
So no one can say you're being cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Dig
gotcha,
it?
Gotcha.
So that's one get down. Now I can accept health insurance for form of payment for anybody's personal training. Dig it? And I did that because people were having a hard time with inflation paying for training and getting right. Mm-hmm. So now I can take like Medicare and things like that. Personally, end of the year, my goal is to have a second location.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be out of state with the second location.
Cali?
Nah, bro. Cali's saturated. I'm probably going to do Texas. If not Texas, I'm going Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'll probably go Florida because my sponsor's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that, I recommend this. Break the year in the 4 quarters. Mm-hmm. Right? Every quarter has something done.
Mm-hmm.
So every 3 months has something done.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you miss something in a quarter, mm-hmm. redesign that next quarter to implement what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And always think about what can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So businesses, what can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah.
So when you think about that, ain't no loss.
Yeah.
And realize there's no good without bad.
Mm-hmm.
There just is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, YME is just bigger than fitness, bro. Mm-hmm. That's it. Oh, I'll be speaking, man. I did my first speaking engagement. Right. Actually. So I'm working on my motivational speaking. I'm dropping a book, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's it.
When the book... well, that's like next year, by the end of this year? Or what?
My goal is to have it out by July. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's an e-book.
Mm-hmm. Just to... I'll probably listen to it then.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, and then I got my podcast. I just haven't dropped it yet.
Yeah, no. See, I've been waiting. I was like, I'm just what's about it?
the world of Tim Jackson. Uh-huh. Just quiet with it, cause I'm going about it different, bro. Mm-hmm. Just on a different page right now. Just real life. We need to start valuing life again. We don't value each other as people no more, and it's hurt to see. It kills to see. So. I want to get to where we actually see each other in the way we should, because we all created by the one, right? But we don't value life no more. We look at each other like it's ugly. You know what I mean? I was telling a brother the other day, and don't take this wrong, people. Mm-hmm. White people look at us as property. We look at each other as victims, meaning what you got, I need to take, right? And that's what's wrong, because we're supposed to be able to build each other up and get to where we got to go. Right? And that's the problem. We need to start valuing each other as people. We just don't value each other no more. And then you look at how this going on, it's just ugly out here. And with the drones and the AI and all the other shit happening, there's no more value to life no more, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, people ain't on the AI paying attention to what's going on with AI and all these incubator babies and things like that that's happening right now that ain't nobody paying no attention to.
Yeah.
All the extra people getting killed right now by the police is not being shown. Mm-hmm. Like, we're being blinded by clickbait.
Yeah.
Right? And most people into hip-hop is being blinded by these Ricos. Mm-hmm. Because all you keep seeing everywhere you see is a Rico, Rico. Yeah. Right? So when we going to pay attention to what's really going
on? What's really happening,
You feel me? Because all we're getting is clickbait, and we're sucked into that clickbait.
That's what I've been noticing, too. It's just, like, within the media that's, like, on social media, just Instagram, any social media page, you see, like, the drama. You don't see the actual shit that's happening within, you know, the world, you know, just even in just anywhere in the world.
Look at social media like you look at the news. Mm-hmm. It's meant to control you, meant to keep you in a state of panic. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. If I got you blinded, I can control the world. If you ain't seeing what's happening, I can control the world. People wasn't paying attention to all the other laws that they just try to change. Mm-hmm. While you looking at Gunner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or whomever it is, bro. Like, whoever it is on this Rico. It's just, we just got to do better, man.
Yeah.
That's it. We just got to do better. And everybody got a channel now, but nobody's directing it to better each other. And that's what I want to do with my shit.
Yeah. I feel like right now it's definitely being oversaturated with the shit we don't need.
Facts.
You know, just like everything on social media, just ass, titties, you know, for all this shit.
Facts. And then it come down to real life, man. Mm-hmm. People don't honor God no more. Mm-hmm. Dig it? Like, people don't honor God no more. They're not praying. They don't even pray with their food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that is facts, though.
They don't pray with their food. They want blessings, but they ain't doing the basic things to get their blessings. Mm-hmm. You know, so judge thyself before you judge anybody else.
Yeah. And plus, I remember hearing, seeing this one picture, or it was some post. They were talking about the way that, because it goes back to the, you know, how they control, I guess, like the mass people.
Yeah.
Is to make them think that there is no God.
Well, it was always taught that. Mm-hmm. Everybody's always, okay, first time you tell me, real shit, okay. Mm. People like, you believe in God, why? Why don't you? Your body's a testament that God works. Mm. Get it? Mm-hmm. How everything works within the body to make it work, that's God.
Yeah.
So if you can't believe in yourself, how are you going to believe in God? Get it? Mm-hmm. I ask people all the time, what's the perfect body? What's your perfect body? This is what I ask in the consultation. Mm. What's your perfect body? They're like, oh, well, okay, what's your relationship with God? Mm. So how much energy are you going to put in that relationship to God? Are you going to put into your relationship with your body? Because you're an emulation of God.
Mm-hmm. Correlate is just hand in hand.
Oh, you dig it now. Mm-hmm. So you dig it? So if you understand that, why are you not putting that energy? People just don't want to believe. Mm-hmm. Right? They want to say, oh, Scientology. They want to say this. Yeah. They want to say aliens. They want to say what it is. All right, there might be other entities where we understand dimensions. Mm-hmm. Right? I take one step, I'm in a whole other dimension. Mm-hmm. But you got to know why you're there. Mm-hmm. And people are scared to recognize why they're there. Because they don't want to recognize God.
Yeah.
Right? And then you turn around and say, look at the ocean. Mm-hmm. Why can't this fish eat this fish, but we can't eat either one of them? Mm-hmm. But this fish eats this fish and keeps living. Mm-hmm. But we eat it, we die.
Yeah.
That ain't godly.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So how is there no God? Mm-hmm. How is it I can take CBD, mm-hmm. right? And take all the information out your body. How could I could take CMOS, which is from the ocean, mm-hmm. and pour all the mucus out your body? Mm-hmm. And you tell me there's no God?
Yeah. Those are good questions to, you know, tell
me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just going back to the makeup. Are you actually chasing your relationship with yourself and your maker? Because mm-hmm. religion is man, not of God. God is of love, but you loving thyself. That's why God said me first, mm-hmm. then you, family, everybody else. Mm-hmm. So what's that mean? I gotta love me first mm-hmm. in this physical so I can love everybody else. Mm-hmm. But ain't nobody doing that.
Yeah.
They'd rather say God.
Yeah.
I don't need God. I did this on my own. Mm-hmm. And everybody said they did it on their own, got smited mm-hmm. and lost everything.
Yeah.
And then they gotta come back once they repent mm-hmm. and go through everything. Next time they get a blessing. Now yeah. they believe in God again.
Yeah.
Well, the whole time he was there.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Oh, yeah.
But you know, I'm just different, bro. It's y'all made everything. Mm-hmm. God made everything. And mm-hmm. I feel, me personally, that's why I said, my vision, my journey in the long run is get people to understand they are God. You have a maker. You have a beginning and the end. Mm-hmm. The Alpha, the Omega. Mm-hmm. That can make them better. Mm-hmm. That's one of my get downs. Mm-hmm. And that's through fitness.
Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that, though.
Dig it?
Like, ever since the first day that we met, I remember you, it's just like a certain, I guess you could say, aura around you, or just like how you hold yourself, you know? You can definitely see that, you know, the shit you're saying, you thought about it, and you know that it's like, you know, shit adds up. It's not just like someone who's like, oh, that's because of this, you know, excuses type shit. Well, you got the facts.
I've been through everything in life. I mean, I've lived a full life, mm-hmm. and I've been baptized by life. Mm-hmm. Dig it? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to sit there and give my testimony. Because mm-hmm. there's times where I ain't had nothing, and the Most High done saved me. Mm-hmm. There's times I'm like, hey, where this going to come from? And next you know, it's there. Mm-hmm. Dig? So me, I feel you have to believe. If you don't believe in yourself, you can't. Ain't nothing going to happen. But that's just personally. Right. Everybody be scared to believe. Believe in you. I believe in you. Mm-hmm. If you believe in you, I can believe in you. And I tell everybody, if I can do it, why can't you?
That's facts, though. Yeah, that's a good place to end off, because I feel like, shit, that's the question they need to ask themselves.
You know? Real life. If I can do it, why can't you? Mm-hmm. And why are you being an ama? Mm-hmm. Dig it. Stop being an ama. Stop lying to yourself. Mm-hmm. Please stop lying to yourself. Design what you want in life. Be the example to your family. Go out there and go get it. Because ain't nothing stopping you but you.
That's facts.
That's just, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's salute. Yeah. I'm out this motherfucker, man.
If you guys don't know, make sure you guys tap in with Tim Jackson.
T Jackson.
You know, Y'all Made Fitness.
Y'all Made.
Instagram.
All that good.
You know, all that.
So, all that good.
Yes, sir.
Tap in.
All right. Catch you guys. Peace.
Peace.